Another polar vortex is on its way, and it'll mean the Arctic will be warmer than parts of the Midwest later this week. Joining us now is meteorologist Tracy Butler at ABC 7 in Chicago. Hi, Tracy.
Hi there, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I was looking at the forecast for Chicago, and I see that the high on Wednesday is negative 12.
Yes, we're looking at that. And you know what? If that ends up verifying, that will be the coldest high temperature that we have recorded in Chicago. And when you look at Chicago statistics, you know, we're going back to 1871 mm-hmm. when we first started record keeping in this city. We're talking about cold that possibly we've rarely or maybe even never seen the likes before.
Well, and I see that the winds are going to be high too, which probably means it's going to feel a lot colder than 12 below.
You know what? It is going to feel a lot colder, and that's going to be a huge problem. You know it gets cold in Chicago. We know it gets cold here, you know, in the plains and the upper Midwest. But when you are talking, Jeremy, about wind chills colder than 40 below, we're talking about wind chills potentially as cold as 50 or 55 below zero. You can freeze and get frostbite in a matter of 5 minutes. So the simple tasks like, you know, I'm going to run the garbage cans out. I'm going to run out and get the mail. You know, you just can't be out there for a lengthy period of time. And I'm talking more than 5 minutes before you are subject to frostbite.
Well, and it raises a lot of concerns about kids going to school. I imagine that even if there isn't a lot of snow, and I know that you just got some snow overnight, but even if there isn't a lot of snow, schools may be canceled just because of the cold.
And you know what? Rightfully so. Right. You have a lot of children that have to stand outside and wait for a school bus. You have buses that may not start because of the cold. And I know there are many superintendents in this area who are looking at the statistics for not just Wednesday morning, Jeremy, but Thursday morning looks to be very cold as well. We may not have as strong a winds Thursday morning, but we're still looking at very substantial wind chills Thursday morning around here, too. And this is coming off a fresh, you know, half foot of snow that many areas around Chicago picked up just this morning.
What are you telling people to do, whether they are going to be driving in their car or just going out to get the mail or whatever? What are you warning people in Chicago?
First of all, you know, just be smart about this. And again, people, you know, you often hear people say, well, it gets cold in Chicago. Folks, this is no joke. This is really extreme, dangerous cold. If you drive to work every day, you know what? Get a safety kit in your car. You just don't know. Make sure you have a full tank of gas, too. And have some extra blankets. It's better to prepare now than, you know, pay for it later. And hopefully it's kind of like an insurance policy, if you will, of some sort. But, you know, I always tell folks, be prepared. Don't be scared. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to be afraid of if you get prepared in the right way. And I know Chicagoans can do that.
Tracy, 1 to 10, how bad is this winter so far in Chicago?
Well, here's the thing. You know, November started off like gangbusters for us. We average a little over an inch of snow in November. We had over a foot of snow in November. December, we barely got anything as far as snow is concerned. And it wasn't that cold in December. So now we're getting hit in January. So you know what? Right now, I'll put it at a 5. How about that?
Okay. That's Tracy Butler, a meteorologist at ABC 7 in Chicago. Tracy, stay warm. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy, for having me.